we live longer, but we have more problems.
I think that
their health conditions and their eyesight and their hearing and.
Once I lose my health, I have no desire to plug along.
No. And I have. My father's father died when he was 3 years old. So I had only the. I have never seen the grandparents on his side of the family.
And you said your father was. Was it your father that was in the Civil War or your grand?
My father.
Your father?
My father on my mother's side.
Uh-huh. Her father.
My father.
Uh-huh.
Was 17 and a half when he volunteered down at Rochester. They were offered $100 bonus if they could fill the ranks to get the quota that President Lincoln needed.
I'll be gone.
But there's so many puzzling things connected with the Civil War that I haven't got them all separated. It seems that the military college was at West Point. And the military leaders, commanders and generals and whatever their rank, had graduated from that same school. They had the same training, whether they were Southern or Northern. But in the Deep South, my son married a Southerner. And they're very prejudiced, most of them, against the blacks. If, as a matter of fact, when the building of the new housing for the black people in some areas of Alabama, the white people were so jealous of the elevation of the living quarters from a wooden shack to I think they were made of brick, masonry buildings. They thought it was impossible that the blacks would be elevated to that level and better living quarters than they had then. But there are just as many people in the white trash elevation as there are colored people. They were separate and supposed to be equal, but were they? Some got in on one program, some got in on another. But it's, of course, I have never lived in it for any length of time. I am a Vermonter. I grew up in a relatively small town. I was born in Randolph, which is in Orange County, and it's on the other side of the divide. You know, the elevation and the water from Roxbury in this area, the water goes south. And from here with Mad River and from Roxbury, Dog River into Northfield, they go north. And few people realize the difference. There were no paved roads when we came here in that time. The flood had destroyed all transportation through Granville Woods. There wasn't a bridge across a brook there anywhere. You could go part way down, then you had to go over the hill and down into Granville. I have researched the records. And of course, this was 200 years, 91 was 200 years of statehood. We were also the 14th state. And back when I was in school, grade school, it was changed when I was in the fifth grade from 9 years of grade school and 3 years of high school to 8 grades of elementary education and 4 years of high school. That was in 1912. And the building where the primary rooms are now, grades, was the cornerstone was laid in 1910. And it was finished, and after the fall term, we were moved into the new building from the temporary places while the building was being erected.
And this is right in Randolph.
And that's right in Randolph. And that building is still used for school purposes. Though a great many people think it's passé, it should be condemned and put into senior living quarters and those kinds of things. Well, it was the best quality of its time when it was constructed. The fire hoses were installed on all floors at both ends of the corridor, and it was supposed to be a fireproof building. It was heated with steam, generated with a coal furnace, and there were several different caretakers, janitors, in my time going through the grades. But now they have to have about 10 or 12 scholars per teacher. I've got a picture of my first grade class, and that teacher had 40 students. But we were divided into groups, A, B, or C, whatever, and what A students were studying, the C students were overhearing. They were absorbing that knowledge that was going on in the room if they weren't paying attention to their assignments. Well, along the way, I was not an excellent student. The school was there. It was about 5 to 10 minutes walk to school. I wasn't allowed to go until first bell rang, which was at the 9:15. There was plenty of time to go, but I missed quite a lot of things even then, because the teachers were on duty in their rooms, and frequently the youngsters that were there early, some came in from out of the village and brought their lunch. And quite often, the teachers would read from a book every morning. And by the way, that we still had the Lord's Prayer in school during my school years and my teaching years. So I have observed a great many changes in my lifetime. But to get back to my father, his father died when he was 3 years old. I don't know anything of the history back of that family. And my father's first wife died.
Now, what was your father's name?
He was Dean Briggs Fassett. He was born up Rochester Branch.
Fassett Hill? Is that...
Well, the families were there. But he was born in what was called the Red House up in the Bingo District.
Yes.
Okay. Of Rochester.
Yeah.
You go straight ahead instead of turning off on 73 to go over Brandon Mountain. I never was in the house, but my mother pointed out that that was the house where he was born. And that was where the family lived when he was born. He was the youngest of four children. And his oldest brother outlived him by I don't know how many years. He was Charles Fassett. My uncle was Charles Fassett. And he lived in Rochester all of his life. And they had two daughters. And because of the difference in the ages, we called one of them Aunt. The other one died early. I never knew her. And I guess I was pretty near high school age before I realized that she was my cousin, not my aunt. But it was the age difference and a little bit of respect and so on. And she brought up her nephew, Claude Martin. And he went through college. He had polio in somewhere along the line, and I believe it was his left arm was almost useless. But he was a telegraph operator, and he had his fingers on his right hand, of course, that punched the keys that made the messages and the... I don't know anything about the process of telegraphy, but I know that it's done with dots and dashes and symbols. I suppose it led up to this computer situation we have today. I don't know anything about computers because that was since my active times. But I have great grandchildren that are working with computers. I have 17 grandchildren. My oldest daughter eventually had a piece of land up here, and she had a family of eight. The three oldest ones were in service. The oldest child went into the Air Force. Her next sister went into the Women's Army Corps. And the son, the oldest son, the third one in line, went into the Navy. They didn't go to college, but they had this other experience in their time. And the oldest girl is still employed through the Air Force. And she lives in Palm Bay, Florida. She's been married twice, and her daughter by her first marriage is, I believe, a junior in high school this year. She was born in Japan.
No kidding.
So you see, my family are spread all over everywhere.
Absolutely.
And she and her first husband split, and she has the daughter. But her husband, her first husband, was a very likable chap, and I never met the second one, and they didn't stay together long. And Christy's a very lovable granddaughter, great-granddaughter. And she lives with their mother. And then the next girl that was in the Air Force, in the Women's Army Corps, married a military. He had been in Vietnam. Uh-huh. And I have never been in contact with him so that I've gotten his story of the Vietnam. He simply mentioned one day that he had been there. But for any details of his experience there, I don't know whether he ignores it or whether he lives it or what goes on. But they have a daughter who was a senior this year, the oldest one. Her name is Kelly. Debony. And she was chosen from Glens Falls to go on that student tour to Russia.
Oh my gosh, good for her.
And I haven't seen her to talk with her since her trip, but I expect she'd have a great deal to tell of her experience with the other students. Of course, there was a large group that went together, and they're safely home again. And what their experience may have been, I don't know. But my family are so widespread, and I've kept in contact with them up until after Christmas this year, mostly. But my income hasn't increased as fast as my expenses. And I'm getting older all the time. My son was up with his wife. He'd never been to his niece over in Glens Falls. So when the leaves were turned last fall in October, he has his itinerary all made out when he comes. This day we go here, and this day we go there, and we go here, and we go there. Well, on a Sunday, it rained. Well, his wife wanted to go back over to Dog Team Tavern in the Middlebury area. And she didn't consider the day of the week, or she didn't realize the volume of traffic. But anyway, we went in the rain that Sunday over toward Middlebury and up to the Dog Team Tavern. And when we got there, there were, I think, three or four buses parked in the lot. The parking lot was full, and there was standing room only, and there was a line of people from the door way back. And we finally got in the door, and the receptionist said, "It will be at least 30 minutes before I can get you a table." Francis, I'm starving. I can't wait that long. Let's go. So we went back out and took the car. But that was the volume that she hadn't realized of tourists. And if it had been a nice day,
it'd been twice as bad.
But they would be rotating faster.
Yeah.
They would be out touring. Oh, when the seasons change, they come in here by the busloads. And when the ski business is good, they come in the busloads.
Well, you must have seen all... Well, to start with, when you first came here, you said you came after the flood. And you said that all the bridges were out. And you came expressly for the purpose of taking the mail, or...?
It was a contract. Situation. Were 4-year contracts, and they were put up for bids. competition of bids. And my husband was bid on it, and he was assigned this route. And from where the post office was, not where it is now, but where they were serviced, the mileage figured 8 miles and 3/10 or 5/10 between post offices. The mail came twice a day. We left here approximately soon after 5 o'clock in the morning, or the driver did, whoever went. Reported at the post office here and picked up the locked pouches. We didn't have stamps or money orders or anything. We just simply carried the bulk mail between this post office and the Roxbury post office, which is on the railroad in Roxbury. I guess they still have a post office in Roxbury. I don't know. They've closed a lot of them in various places and put the patrons on mail deliveries. But then we delivered this. We had, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 patrons. We delivered their mail like RFD, but we didn't sell stamps. We could carry passengers. If there was need, we could carry passengers. And I think it was $1. They asked $1.
And what kind of a vehicle did you have?
Oh, we had horses. A pair of horses on a wagon, or on a, usually a buggy wagon. We didn't have a big covered van, because sometimes there wouldn't be only one mail sack. But we had to be over there, so this mail was dispatched to go to the railroad. Then, after the mail came in, we picked up the sack for Warren and came back before noon. We blanketed the horses in the wintertime, of course, in a shelter over there. They had a place. And we had two, three, four. I get 5, 6. I think 6 patrons out of the Roxbury post office who we delivered their mail on the way back.
What do you mean by patrons?
People with mailboxes like mine down here.
But would they have to pay a certain...
No. It was RFD that was established through the Grange for years and years back. It's one of the big things the Grangers did after the Civil War.
I didn't realize that.
And my family have been Grangers ever since it was organized, I guess. And I'm a 7th-degree member. I don't go, I haven't been since October, to even a Grange meeting. And the rules are that there shall be 7 members to constitute a quorum to vote, especially to vote on money matters. Some of the established fees don't have to be voted on. But, for instance, if they have a state Grange meeting and the delegate goes, you have to pay their expenses. And he has to present his bill, and it has to be voted on. It's a routine sort of a situation in the order. And
so the Grange helped bring in rural delivery. I hadn't realized that.
Yeah, it's in our Grange history. I don't know where else it may be.
Isn't that interesting?
But
so you deliver to the patrons.
So we had that many patrons on the Roxbury end. And if they had mail to go out and their flags were up, we had to pick it up. We didn't sell stamps. We didn't write money orders. If they didn't have money stamps on their mail, they had, it was customary or appreciated if they would put their money in a container and not throw loose change in the box. Several times there was a box on this end where the neighbors made use of it because they had to wait for their mail to come here and to the post office to be canceled. But if they could get it on the stage route, it would go right in that trip. And I substituted. I didn't have the contracts for the first 3 years. And we served three full contracts from 29 to 43. And I spoke to the patron whose box they were using. I said, you know, it's pretty hard to reach from the driver's. We started using an automobile after we came here, and I drove. I said, if you go from the driver's seat and you have to reach into that mailbox, and there's loose change on top of the letters, and you pick it up and you spill it down on the road, I have to get out of my car and pick up that change or make it good. And mail was, I guess, 3 cents back then on a letter. Well, the RFD man, you see, so happened, his route doubled over mine. So he happened to be talking with the lady of the house this particular day that I came back. Eventually, the route was divided. They didn't go but once a day, one round trip a day. And then there was one round trip a day that went to Middlesex. And then eventually it was discontinued and it all went to Middlesex. And now the mail, the bulk mail delivery comes out of White River.
Yeah.
And it's dispatched through the Montpelier post office, and the stage brings it in once a day, one time a day. And when it went to the railroad, had the mail service, we dispatched mail, or we took the mail over there twice a day. We had one lock pouch that was parcel post, and we had another that was first class. And then we had we had to furnish our own securities, I remember, for the first class mail that we delivered on the route.
How long did you have horses doing that job?
How long did what?
How long did you drive horses across the mountain?
Well, we through the winter, usually, we had horses. And when it was dry, we could make it with the car.
That must have been a cold drive.
We were allowed 2 hours leeway to get to the post office. And we could make it in 30 minutes, of course, with the car and deliver the patron's mail. And the contracts were 4 years. 6 days a week. Twice a day. And our bid, the first year, I can't tell you about all of them, but the first year was $149.50 a month. A whole month. Now that would be chicken feed for a week's pay nowadays.